We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How y'all feel?
You got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling in hour number two, the decision. 10 years ago, man.
Yep.
That makes you feel old, doesn't it?
10 years ago Wednesday was the decision.
Yeah.
Yep, LeBron James announcing on live broadcast on ESPN that he was leaving the Cavs and going to join the Heat. And more so than a deep dive, but just a kind of look back and what it's done to LeBron's legacy, and actually probably even more importantly, Bruce, what it's done to the super teams or the let's all get together and make a run at this. And he made that cool as much as he was criticized by the look at me decision, and I was included in that. I was like, oh my god, how can we make it more about you, dude? But
totally.
He was 25. He had just won consecutive MVP awards, and he changed certainly NBA history moving forward. Do you think it's hyperbole to say that? I would say not. Super teams evolved because of him. He had won the 08-09 and the 09-10 MVP award. He became the youngest player in all the major sports to switch teams after winning multiple MVP awards. Including LeBron, six of the seven won at least one MVP award with their new team. And they would include Wayne Gretzky, Moses Malone, Barry Bonds, Bobby Orr, Kareem, and Jimmy Fox.
Quite a list.
Only Bobby Orr did not win an MVP with his new team. Gretzky did with the Kings. Moses did with the Sixers. Bonds with the Giants. Kareem with the Lakers, of course. And Jimmy Fox with the Red Sox. And they were all older than LeBron James. They were all either 27 or 28 years old. And he kicked the door open to being open to, in spite of being at the height of your greatness, skipping teams or skipping out on your current team, I suppose. Why do you think that that didn't happen, quote, back in the day? To bring it back to a couple old guys talking NBA. And I know free agency is probably quite a bit different now than it was then. But, man, there was something about loyalty that, for those purists, I guess, would say that's part of what's wrong with the game today, but without getting into wading into those weeds, you know.
Well, there's always been some not always, but there had previously been some element of mixing and matching and trying to find like-skilled people. I mean, Shaq and Kobe was not a draftable thing. That happened because pieces were moved around. Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen. That's a pretty star-studded Boston Celtics triumvirate there. And two of those three pieces were moved around. They weren't original pieces in Boston. So, but yeah, with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, and the fact that they manufactured it, it was the first time that it was the, hey, this is what we're doing.
That was a bombshell.
We're building. Yeah,
that was a happening. It's like, oh my God, mm-hmm. Look at this.
Oh, it was. Yep, it was a huge deal. But yeah, and now it's kind of I don't know about standard operating procedure, but players have freedom to move.
It's a goal for owners and GMs. Mm-hmm. It's a goal to get the big three. Summer of 07 is when you're talking about Celtics trade for Ray Allen. And these aren't all guys opting out of their deals and all getting together. Some of this is, you know, trades have to be involved here too. And then they followed that up with a trade with the Timberwolves for KG. So Pierce, Garnett, and Allen played together from 07 to 2012, made the playoffs each season. And then LeBron did it again. Part of the brilliance of LeBron, now that we get past the selfishness, because he went back to the Cavaliers and got Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. Or, mm-hmm. you know, he didn't, but that was
well
that big
yeah,
three.
He did.
Well, yeah. Okay.
I mean, yeah, he did. So,
and then he led the Cavs to four straight NBA Finals. And then Steph, Durant, and Klay Thompson joined the party in the 2016 offseason with Golden State after the Warriors lost a 3-1 lead to LeBron and the Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. So it's a brave new world here in the NBA now, and we kind of have LeBron James to thank for that with the decision, which, like I said, coming up July 8th would mark the 10-year anniversary of that. And I got to say, I was pretty captivated mostly captivated, and at least a tiny percentage of me eye-rolled when LeBron, Wade, and Bosh were all on the stage and got introduced, and we kind of had a half embarrassed, kind of half sheepish Pat Riley, you know, whenever they flashed to him on the camera when LeBron was saying not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. It stirred everybody into a frenzy at South Beach, got them interested in Miami Heat basketball, and all's well that ended well, because for the most part it was a smashing success. And everybody else that we've already mentioned that have gone to a big three approach have all had their moments, i.e. they won a championship constructing a team with a big three and about, what, 9 or 10 other spare parts and people that, for the most part, had been in the league for a while and just wanted a ring. And so they jumped on, and it's a thing, and it's still a thing. So,
yeah,
just a little walk down memory lane with LeBron and the decision and the spectacle that was on TV 10 years ago next Wednesday. Now,
well,
can he?
It was an interesting time, and there was so much conversation then about whether LeBron would ever live this down, and blah blah blah.
Oh, he was a villain.
So
let's call it what it is. Yeah. He was vilified, and certainly in Cleveland. Oh my God. How about the roller coaster ride you must have been on if you were a Cavalier fan? From the time he won you a championship and those back-to-back MVPs, and then he goes turncoat on you, goes to Miami, you burn your LeBron jersey, and then you wish you hadn't when he came back and got Kyrie and Kevin Love together. Man, I bet Cavaliers fans in the 2000s needed some serious counseling. Thanks to LeBron James. Good and bad.
Yeah. No question. No question. But he's more than taken care of that. I mean, time has taken care of LeBron. His legacy is intact. And he, I don't think, has anything to worry about. I think he's been tremendous for the game. He is he's ascended to championships. He's one of the greatest players to have ever played. He's in that conversation. And so what seemed like maybe a bad move at the time and one that he had to pay for, I don't think even moderately defines his career now.
No, really. No, and that took a lot of water under the bridge, took a lot of patching up, but he went back to Cleveland, and that was the first step, I think, without a doubt. All right, fast-forwarding to today in NBA news, the Brooklyn Nets' Wilson Chandler is the latest to opt out from returning this season in order to spend time with his family. Rudy Gobert of the Jazz says that his sense of smell, don't laugh, still hasn't returned 100% from his coronavirus positive test in March. Of course, he was the very first guy. He was patient zero in all this. And he says he's still not 100%, not fully recovered months after his positive coronavirus test. And finally, Jabari Parker of the Sacramento Kings, who was reported to have tested positive for COVID-19, the Kings are now investigating where he was seen playing tennis without a mask days after a coronavirus test revealed that he was positive. And I didn't realize that Buddy Hield, who played his basketball before OU around here at Sunrise, right? He's a Sunrise guy.
Yeah,
he tested positive for the Rona. Buddy Hield did. So there's according to Yahoo Sports, an investigation into whether Jabari Parker was getting a little reckless with his tennis playing after a positive COVID-19 test.
Well, and you're going to have some guys opt out. We're already starting to see that. And it's going to be interesting. But as we've said, the NBA gives us the best chance for something to work in what is still a very unstable time to expect consistency in the health of our athletes in sports. But
all right, let's take a listen to what Adam Silver said with the recent, he's the NBA commissioner, of course, with the recent spikes around the country, he's becoming concerned here.
Yes, the level of concern has increased, not just because of the increased levels in Florida, but throughout the country if we were to have significant spread of coronavirus through our community. That ultimately might lead us to stopping.
Okay, and then he went on to say that with that in mind, the league's just going to have to, for lack of a better phrase, just live with the virus.
My ultimate conclusion is that we can't outrun the virus and that this is what we're going to be living with for the foreseeable future. We're never going to say that there's nothing that would cause us to change our plans. You know, one thing we're learning with this virus is so much is unpredictable. So, you know, we're not saying full steam ahead no matter what happens. We're going to see how this continues to play out, but we feel very comfortable right now with where we are.
Yeah, because nothing's happened so far. Of course, you're comfortable
exactly.
Where you are right now. Yeah.
Yeah, right now, sure.
Yeah, hate to make light of it, but, man, this is just such a fluid thing and a day-by-day thing, and I keep shouting about the NBA and their potential return, but I just feel like that if you're going to go business as usual, we got to get back to work, that the NBA has got the market cornered on how to do it. But it could blow up in their face, and there could be one pause. Really, any team sport individual, all it would take was one to spread it to a bunch, which is possible.
Oh, sure.
Which, you know, to bring that particular sport to its knees. But again, so far so good with Adam Silver and the NBA. 869-1240. If you want to talk about anything that you've heard here today, what's on tap, courtesy of Side Pockets out of Tyler Crossing. Coming up in about 8 minutes or so from now, Good News, Bad News, our new Monday segment of, excuse me, who did well over the weekend, who is behaving badly. And I got to say, the bad news, from my perspective, far outweighed the good news as far as what happened over the weekend, but we'll try to wade through that. And then on this day, brought to you by Superior Rents, really cool on this day back in 1990 in the sport of baseball, and we'll get to that. We've got some a real oddity from June 29th, 1990 in a couple of different places in Major League Baseball. Let's see. And then, of course, coming up on Tuesday's Sports Daily, we will let you know who's playing out at X Stadium at the SCL. Sunflower Collegiate League continues to motor on.
And that's going along okay, huh?
So
I mean,
far,
they
so good.
Had any...
Yep.
God, that's great.
So
I'm
far, so
happy
good.
To hear that.
Yeah, so
fantastic.
Summer baseball is, at least to this point, and I'm knocking on wood that those kids... You talk about a real struggle slash challenge having college age kids just stay at their host parents' house and don't, you know, fight the temptation to go downtown, you know. Oh my God.
I mean,
you want to play
and I
summer
tell
baseball
you,
bad enough, you better behave, you know, or
yeah,
we're going to shut the whole thing.
And you know something? With all due respect, I don't think – I mean – normally, I would be a person that would host a kid.
Yeah.
I don't think I would right now.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I mean, I don't think I would, and I'm sorry to hear myself say that, because like I said, normally I think that would be fun, and sure, come on in, but I don't think probably now at this particular point. So, bravo to those people that are opening up their homes and trying
and,
to create
and they
a
all
safe
have,
environment.
They also have to fall in line of behaving.
Sure.
You know, so they don't get the kids sick and then, you know. Anyway. All right, yeah. Jad, let's get ready for good news, bad news. When we come back, we'll let you know who had a good weekend and who did not. And about 20 minutes from now or so, we'll get into what happened on this day in sports history, courtesy of Superior Rents. A little good news, bad news from over the weekend in the world of sports on a Monday Sports Daily. Glad you made us a part of your morning with Shane and Bruce here on Sports Daily on KFH.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.